Having your name put up on the Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame is the highest organizational honor. And this season, the Bills relived memories, inviting Wall of Famers back to the Ralph for a special tribute. Former Bills greats relive the feeling of Buffalo, as coming back is always something special.
But it's exciting to come back. It's always exciting to... I felt again that Twitter when they brought me over here on a cart, when it turned into the tunnel and brought me down. I thought about it the first time I'd come in midseason in 1986.
It's just great to come back every year, and you feel good about being a part of the Bills organization. But like I said, I don't think there's anybody else in the league doing anything like this.
A weekend like this just brings back so many memories. Every time I walk into the stadium, I look around at all the names and realize how privileged you are, not only to be up on the wall, but to be associated with all the other guys that are on there.
At halftime, 28 Buffalo Bills Wall of Famers and their family took center field to be once again recognized in front of a sold-out crowd. Wall of Famers were presented with their special custom Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame blazer, adorned with the official Wall of Fame logo to celebrate their many accomplishments and contribution to the Buffalo Bills organization.
I can't think of a more team-oriented game than what football is. And I was so privileged during the 12-year coaching period that I was here at the Buffalo Bills to have the type of individuals with whom I was able to interwork. Players on our team who was brought aboard, the people in the front office, Ralph Wilson, John Butler, Bill Polian, I could go on and on.
And Bills fans are Wall of Famers, too, as the 12th man was recognized on field once again for Bills fans' dedication and support to the Buffalo Bills organization. From One Bills Drive, I'm Hannah Bueller.